Hello. Is anyone there? This is the police. Good evening, sir. My name is Officer Sai. We've received some troubling reports from your neighbors, and I was asked to come down here and make sure everything is all right. They all claim to have heard the sounds of women screaming coming from your home. Yes, sir. I am serious. According to these reports, several neighbors have witnessed you entering this house over the last few weeks with various women, sometimes two or three at a time. Not long afterwards, loud screams were heard coming from the house. One neighbor claimed that many of the women were heard, and I quote, begging for mercy. They kept shouting things like, oh God, oh fuck, and please, 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 not so rough, before going back to screaming and moaning like fucking banshees. Pardon my language, but that is what he said. Excuse me, sir. Are you laughing at me? Would you mind explaining to me what you find so funny about all of this? These are serious allegations being made against you. I expected you to take this seriously. I need you to tell me exactly what you've been doing with these women, or I'm going to have to take you down to the station. A logical explanation. Well, great. I would love to hear it. You met those women on an online dating site for size queens. And what exactly is a size queen? Are you serious? It's a woman who likes to have sex with men who have huge cocks. I don't... Are you trying to tell me that all of those screams, all of that moaning, all of the begging for mercy, were from those women being fucked until they started screaming like a bunch of fucking cock sluts? Forgive my language. It's just that I find all of this very hard to believe. You expect me to take it on your word that all of this suspicious behavior your neighbors have witnessed is actually because you have some huge, fat, veiny cock hidden in your pants. Well, I'm sorry, sir, but I'm afraid I'm going to need more than just your word to convince me that what you're saying is true. Why don't I come inside for a bit? Maybe we could investigate these allegations better if we had a little privacy. Thank you, sir. This is a very nice place you have here. Would you mind if I take a look around? Thank you, sir. Let's see. The kitchen looks clear. There doesn't seem to be anything suspicious in the bathroom. And the bedroom looks empty. There doesn't seem to be anything here, at least nothing that would arouse any suspicion. One last thing, sir. Would you consent to a full-body pat-down, just to be sure? Thank you, sir. Now let's see. Well, there doesn't seem to be any... Wait, what the... Sir, there is a large, blunt object hidden in your pants. Are you carrying a concealed weapon of some kind? You say that's your... Wait, you're telling me that is your cock? Oh my God, there's no way that massive thing can be your cock. Well, yes, I know what you said earlier, but this is just... Fuck. I need to see this thing for myself. Holy fuck. This cock. It's enormous. I mean, holy hell. I thought I've seen some big ones in my life, but just look at it. Look at the size of that shaft. It's so long and veiny. Holy. I can actually feel your pulse beating as I stroke this monster. And the head. Look how big and plump it's getting. It's nearly the size of an apple. What was that? No. I'm not stroking you off. That would be completely unprofessional for an officer such as myself. I'm merely examining a suspicious object found on your person. There's nothing wrong with that, is there? This cock. It's a disservice to even call it a cock. Regular guys might have cocks, but this is a goddamn baseball bat attached to your waist. How do you even fit something this huge in your pants? Oh, and speaking of baseball, I think I see two of them dangling between your legs. My God, they look like grapefruits, they're so massive. Let me just try and... I can't even fit them both in my hand. They're that big. I can't even... I'm supposed to be searching you, aren't I? Not kneeling on my knees in front of you, stroking your shaft with one hand as the other tries desperately to cup these gigantic balls of yours. Okay. I admit I may be acting just a little bit unprofessional and completely out of order right now, but fuck, I just can't stop stroking this monster. So, let me ask you, how much cum do you figure you have in those balls of yours? Because I imagine if you shot your load right now, you'd hit the fucking ceiling. If you came right now, would you spray like a goddamn fire hose? Would you whitewash the walls with your cum? Would you coat my face? Or maybe you'd prefer to dump your load all over my big, soft, round titties. Do you like my big tits, baby? Do you want to see these big, fat titties of mine bounce up and down on your cock? It is my duty to serve the public, you know. What better way to do that than to service this big, huge, fucking cock of yours? Do you like when I wrap my titties around this cock of yours, baby? Dear God, I thought my tits were huge. Oh, but they look practically tiny when compared to this massive pole sticking out from in between them. Oh, Jesus Christ, are you coming? No? Then what the hell is all this pre-cum? You're telling me this is just pre-cum shooting out of your cock? Holy shit. Your cock is shooting out pre-cum the way normal guys shoot their full load. You must have practically coated my tits in it. I can't even imagine what it will look like when you finally blow your load. But, fuck, I want to find out. It tastes so good. So salty and delicious. Holy shit. I can barely get my mouth around this thing. It'll be a miracle if I can even fit the head into my mouth, let alone the rest of this beast. I think that's it. There's no way I can go any deeper than... What the hell? What were you thinking, shoving that huge thing into my mouth like that? Don't you know you're supposed to respect police officers, not throat fuck them? Just giving me a helping hand. Yeah, right. God damn. Has your cock gotten even bigger? How is that even possible? You know what? I think I just realized how you can prove your innocence to me. Yeah. I think the only way that you can prove to me that what you're saying is true is if you bend me over right now. And fuck me with that huge fucking cock of yours. I mean, when you think about it, it's the only way I can know for sure that you've been honest with me. I mean, it's not like I need to have this huge fucking cock inside of my tight, wet pussy. It's just me verifying your side of the story. I wouldn't be acting like a whore for you. I'd just be doing good police work. Good, thorough police work. Now... You wouldn't want to obstruct an officer in her course of her duty, would you? I thought not. There. I'm bent over. Spread wide for you. So, be a good citizen. And stick that cock deep inside my dripping wet cunt. Oh, fuck. Wait. Wait. Go slow. Jesus Christ. Oh, the head of that cock is really fucking big. Holy shit. What the hell was I thinking? This monster cock is gonna tear me in half. Oh god. Oh god. Oh god. Oh god. Oh fuck. Oh, please. I'm begging you, please go easy on me. Not so rough. Holy shit. It's in. I can't believe it. It's completely inside me. I've never had anything this big inside me before. I'm actually a little scared right. Oh, fuck. You're fucking me. Oh, you're fucking me so deep. Holy shit. Holy shit. This feels good. Oh shit. Oh shit. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come on this big fat fucking cock of yours. Oh god. Oh god. Are you gonna come? Do it. Blow your load all over me. I'm sorry for doubting your story before. I should have listened to you. I've been a bad, bad copper, and I deserve to be punished. So punish me. Blow that load all over my body. Mark me as your dirty little cop slut. Shoot it on my face, my tits, wherever you want. Paint my body white with your cum. Do it. Fucking blow your load all over me. Holy, you came so much. I'm completely soaked in your cum, baby. What are the neighbors gonna think when they see a cop coming out of your home covered in jizz? Oh shit, my screaming must have alerted half the neighborhood by now. I better call the station and let them know everything is all right before they call on the fucking SWAT team. After a thorough investigation, it is my conclusion that the allegations against you are completely false. Thank you so much for your cooperation, sir. Although, I think I might need to perform a follow-up investigation in a couple of days, just to make sure. Also, I'm gonna be wanting the name of that website you found those women on for research. After all, I'm a fucking size queen, too.